Welcome back to the Making Sense of Money podcast presented to you by P1FCU, where we tackle all the financial topics that matter the most to you. I'm your host, Tanis, and on today's episode, we are going to be learning about our credit builder loan. To help us better understand this product, we've invited our consumer lending program manager, Kylie Boucher. Welcome back to the show, Kylie.
Thank you for having me again.
And absolutely. I feel like the last time we did this was forever ago, but it really wasn't.
No, a few months?
Yeah.
A year?
Yeah.
Short amount of time.
Who knows?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes. Well, this is super exciting stuff because when we were young, I feel like what we could have used was a credit builder loan. Mm-hmm. So can you start by explaining to us what that is and what makes it different than any other consumer loan?
Yeah, our credit builder loan is, the intention of this is to help people build or rebuild credit. We found that we maybe were missing a product like this in our lending suite, and we want to be able to help all members, all of our communities, to ensure we're helping them along their financial journey. So this credit builder loan, we built it to ensure it's a safe, low-risk loan to ensure they are able to build credit. It is a short-term loan with a low dollar amount, so that provides low risk, but it helps them responsibly build credit. Mm-hmm. And it's a little different than traditional loans because it is low risk, and we secure some funds for it. So,
got it.
Yeah.
So that's like something that would be perfect for like a young person.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So it's not a big chunk of money or a credit card that is tied with some, I don't know, scary terms.
Yeah, it's a max dollar amount of $1,000. So that's part of the reason it's low risk is because it's not a scary amount of money. And then it's also a minimum term of 6 months, maximum term of 12 months. Mm. That helps make the payments be very comfortable for people so they're not overextending themselves and they're able to make on-time payments to build their credit.
So obviously that would help improve someone's credit score.
Yep. So how it works is we set the minimum term of at least 6 months. So we don't want you to pay any shorter than 6 months because at that 6 month point, we can see that you're starting to build credit, right? Mm. Every single month you make your monthly payment. We report that to a credit bureau, not a credit bureau, all credit bureaus, and you start building that credit. So at the 6 months, you've made 6 months of payment history and you have at least that amount of history on your credit report. If you're able to afford a larger payment, we can do a little bit more money up to $1,000 and go out the 12 months. Mm-hmm. But it's flexible, so almost anyone can afford it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with any loan, I feel like there's always an interest rate tacked onto it or something. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there has to be. So does this have an interest rate?
Yes. Good question. There is an interest rate. It is 9.99%. What we did is we kind of just compared what the industry was doing for like credit cards and we wanted to beat that. So that's where we came to 9.99%.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. No, like, and this might be a stupid question, but is there anything tied to it? Like, what's the catch? I mean, this sounds pretty perfect. Like, is there a catch? Like something?
I wouldn't say a catch. What also makes this a little bit different than some loans is, so how it works is, let's say you're going to get a loan for $1,000 at the 12-month term. We will fund the $1,000 to your savings account. So we're giving you $1,000 essentially, but there's a hold on those funds for the entire life of the loan. So at maturity or when you pay it off on at your 12 months, we'll release the funds and you'll have that $1,000, but you don't have access to it for the first 12 months or during the term of your loan.
Which is safe. Like that's the whole point,
exactly.
Right? I mean, this is like a parent's like best idea ever on, you know, for those who aren't able to, you know, facilitate that for their children. Yep. Or I say children, but I mean like 18-year-olds because you have to be 18.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got it. So obviously credit scores and a good credit rating is important for lending purposes or just as consumers. But why is it important for like everyday life?
I think lending is one of the main reasons why you would like to have a good credit score, but there are other things in your day-to-day life that could be affected by your credit score. I think rental places may look at credit score, maybe jobs. Like it's the grand scheme of things is if you're paying, you know, more interest because you have bad credit, that's not great.
Right.
But there are other aspects of life that could be affected by your credit for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, a credit score
or a credit report has more than just a score. It has mm-hmm. like your full history, if there's any mm-hmm. like garnishments, judgments, mm-hmm. anything. So that stays with you.
Yep.
Yeah. So that is important, mm-hmm. which all affect your score, of course. But yep. So then this technically is like a new step into the direction of like helping everyone across the board build mm-hmm. their credit. Mm-hmm. Have we ever offered anything like this?
Not since I've worked here, which yeah. I've been here for almost 9 years. Yeah. So, and we have products similar, but they have required that members provide the money up front, where, you know, we recognize that not everyone is able to do that. Right. So this product is really adding to our suite of loan products to help. We can help anyone sure. wherever they're at on their financial journey. So
love that.
Yeah.
If listeners are like, I want to do that right now, what's the best way for them to get started or to learn more?
Contact us in your preferred method. So call us, walk into a branch, chat online. You can apply online. You can find a link for it on our awesome. Website. Yeah. One thing that I don't know if I have said that I want to make sure. This is not just for people new to building credit. Like, if you need to repair your credit, I would mm-hmm. recommend a product like this, because it's, you know, it encourages you to make those on-time payments, which will help repair credit if you've had some credit struggles in the past.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So, like, at the end of the term, you're rewarded with $1,000, mm-hmm. but you have built your credit as well. So, it's literally yep. a win-win.
It sure is.
That's amazing. I have already asked you this question, and you have already answered it, and that was, what is something that you wish you knew about money earlier in life? Mm-hmm. So to switch that up a little bit, I think it's important for new parents to kind of take what they've learned throughout life, what their mm-hmm. parents have taught them, and instill that in their children. Mm-hmm. What is something that you are going to do for your beautiful little girl? Teaching her
what
about
a great
finances.
Question with this topic. I would probably help her learn about credit a lot early, and maybe yeah. help her establish credit early.
Yeah,
maybe with something like a credit builder loan.
For sure. I know it's like a stigma around credit cards, mm-hmm. especially like when we were younger. I was talking with someone the other day, and they were like, just credit has always been bad, like credit cards have been always bad, and you don't want to get into debt and all these mm-hmm. things. But this is almost like, you're not in debt. Like, this isn't a debt thing. It's a builder.
You're paying yourself.
Exactly.
Like, you're paying yourself back for a savings account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How cool. That's awesome. Well, thank you, Kaylee, for spending time teaching us about this product. I think it's very important for everyone. So I'm very excited that we're offering it and you are teaching us all about it. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. And thank you to everybody for tuning in. We hope you learned something new today and feel one step closer to making sense of money. Don't forget to subscribe and check out our newsletter at pwnfcu.org. We'll see you next time.